Hilchos Melicha, Shir 9, Simin, Samach Tes, Sif Yud Dalet. This Sif speaks about meat that was left for 3 days without being salted, that got mixed up with other pieces of meat. So now for those who are just joining us now in Hilchos Melicha, let's give a short introduction about bittul. Midor Raisa, there are 2 issues of bittul. There's bittul b'roiv. Bittul b'roiv is anything that's yovish b'yovish, dry and dry, literally, but includes anything that does not mix evenly, that gets mixed up, is batal b'roiv. If, for example, a piece of aser meat gets mixed up with 2 other pieces of heter meat, it's batal b'roiv, it's negated by the majority. That's one din. Another din midaraisa is that, this we'll see is a machlekes, but a maisa v'paskan is daraisa, that if it gives taste, if it's cooked, the piece of iser is cooked with heter, and it gives taste into the heter, so this is what's known as tam ki iker, and if it gives taste, it asers the heter meat. So, we'll also see in Siman Sarekhes, that according to the Gemara, the way to tell if there's taste is to ask a guy, Mesiach lefitumai, which we've discussed already in Sif Yud, if there's taste. Nowadays, we do not rely on a guy, both according to the Sfaradim and according to the Ashkenazim, and Chazal tell us that if there's no goy, we can presume there's no taste if there's more than 60. So something that gives taste, you need 60 to negate it. Something that does not give taste is batal b'rov. Those are the basic dinim of bittul. Midor Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that even something that does not give taste needs 60 if it's min be'ein amino. If it could give taste if it's cooked. Anything that could give taste if it's cooked, even though right now it's not giving taste, is exerid rabbanon that we need 60. Those are the basic dinim of bittul that are negated to our sif. There's another 2 dinim, which you have to know for this sif, which we'll learn also in Terivis, is that 1 din is chaticha rui leskabed. There are certain things that the rabbanon made exerid that are not bottled even in 1,000. One of them is chaticha rui leskabed, a piece of meat that's fitting to be served to a guest. We'll learn in Siman Kuf Aleph that it's not bottled even in 1,000. That's 1 din. Another din, which we'll learn in Siman Kuf Beis, is that dover sheyesh lematirin, something that will be permitted later or through doing some action, for example, tevel, which you can take off tumas and maisris, even if it falls into 1,000 heter, it's not bottled. This is another gzeirah d'rabbanon. Those are the basics we need to know for the sif. So now, let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Basar shashor shloisha yomim beloi melicha. Meat that was left for 3 days without being salted, venis arvo oise chaticho bechatichois acheirois. This piece of meat got mixed up with other pieces of meat. Betela beroiv is negated by the majority. Since it wasn't cooked together, it's only pieces and pieces getting mixed up. So it's batel beroiv. Since also it's min beminoi, it's meat together with meat, so even if it's cooked, it won't give taste. So therefore, even midura bonon, it's batal b'rov. Umutu levashel kulon, you can cook them all together. Vafilu hoisa v'uya lehiskabed, even if the piece of meat is fitting to be served for a guest and is normally not batal even b'elef, over here it's batal. What's the reason? The reason is that what's the issur here? The issur here is the blood, not the piece of meat. And we have a rule by chaticha v'lehiskabed that it's only not batal if the piece itself is asur, not if it's only asur because of something that's absorbed inside the meat. So over here, since the issur is only the blood, therefore it's batal b'rov. Ramah says, V'chein ha-din b'nisbashel b'loy melicha, if a piece of meat is cooked without being salted, v'nisarev achakach ba'achiris, and this piece of meat gets mixed up with other pieces. Now let's see the Shachantaz, how they explain the sif. So the first din is that 3-day-old meat that wasn't salted got mixed up with other pieces of meat. So now the Shach explains in Sif Katan Nunhei, "V'nisarva oisa chaticha ba'achiris, pirish shenisarva b'chatichos achiris shaloi hoyu adain shloisha yomim." It got mixed up with other pieces of meat that were not left for 3 days. V'leinim l'cho adain, and none of the meat was salted. Mutu levashel kulon kishiyim lech kulon. Now, if we salt all the pieces of meat, then they can be cooked. If we do not salt it, since none of the pieces of meat were ever salted, so therefore, they would all have to be salted. Inami, another case could be possibly talking about. Mairi, We're speaking in a case shekvar nimlachu kulon, that they were all salted, all the pieces of meat. Ba'achas nimlacha achas sheshor shloshin yomim. One of them was salted after it was left for 3 days. Ba'achas nimlachu toich shloshin yomim, and the other pieces of meat were salted within 3 days. Then mutal vashal kulon. The words b'lemin lichad end are a printer's error. This is how the Kerem Shleimer brought on the side of the Machon explains. So the Shach brings two cases, either that they were all salted, and one was salted after 3 days and they got mixed up, or none of them was salted, and you have to salt them all afterwards. The case that the Shach left out is a case where the 3-day-old piece of meat was not salted, and the other pieces of meat were salted. In such a case, since if it's cooked, some of the blood might come out and aser the other pieces of meat, therefore it's not batel b'roiv. One point we have to point out is that even though the Shach says that if they weren't salted yet, you have to salt them all, Sifzidas and Kilim HaShah say that you should not salt them all together. You have to salt each piece separately, because if you could salt them all together, you'll be salting the pieces that were not left 3 days with the pieces that were left 3 days, and the 3-day-old piece of meat will absorb blood from the other pieces of meat. Even though we learned before, in the last year, that according to the Shach, if 3-day-old meat was salted together with other meat, it's mutter, this is only b'diyeved. But the chatchila, we should not salt 3-day-old meat with other pieces of meat. And the Shach in Sifkot and Nunvav says, b'teila b'roiv, v'kamash malon, d'loi toimar David dover sheyesh lematirin. We don't say it's a dover sheyesh lematirin, b'tzli, that since I could roast all the pieces, it's called a dover sheyesh lematirin, is a way that it's permitted, and therefore I should have to roast it. D'letzli loi ne'esar me'oilom. It was never forbidden to roast. So that's not called a davar sheyesh loy matirim. Davar sheyesh loy matirim is only if that which became usher has a heter. But over here, it's li, was never usher. And therefore, it's not called a davar sheyesh loy matirim, even though I could roast it. V'ayin l'kamon, simen kuf beiz, siv dalet, b'hago, b'mashu kasavti shom. Over there, we'll see more about this din. Then the Shach, in siv poten nun zayin, says, Beroiv, it's a bottle beroiv. Tzorchian, he has a question. The hokaim alon lekamon simen kuftes. We'll learn in simen kuftes the min b'she'enem minoy tzorch shishim. That min b'she'enem minoy, like we explained, needs 60 to mevatle it. Mitam dim yivashlam yitin tam. Because min b'she'enem minoy, if you cook them, it will give taste. It's like we said before, anything that will give taste if cooked, the rabbanu made a gzera that even before it's cooked, it's aser, and 60 is needed. Emken hacha amai sagi b'roiv. Therefore, in our case, why is roiv enough? Ha'adam yitin tam kashi yavashlim. The blood will give taste when it's cooked. The blood of the 3-day-old meat that didn't come out through salting will give taste into the other pieces of meat. Mil am harai, and marai, Mishrael Isselin, the Baal Trumas Adeshin, who is the source of the sif, v'amachaba le'kashimidi. It's not a question on our sif. The Efshir, the Sviru Lahu, the Kibun, the Basar, Shashar Shlash Yamim, Balei Melicha, Yichumra Sagoinim, they hold that since meat that was left for 3 days is only a Chumra Sagoinim, Yishlema da Goinim la Gozru Kulahai. Since it's only a Chumra Sagoinim, we don't have the extra Gzeira that perhaps they'll be cooked together. Hukai Gam, the Kosov, Bechubas Rabaran Sosain, Simon Kufain Tes, the Basar Shashar Shlash Yamim, Balei Melicha, Venis Bashel, 3-day-old meat that was not salted and was cooked. In the Teres Emes, which is the Chuvas to Rabban Sosson, he adds that it was salted before it was cooked. Then the Ma'achar, She'ena Eloi, Chumas HaGa'inim, since it's only a Chumas HaGa'inim, Nirish Yesh Lismach Ahavayvid, you can rely on the Vayvid, the Sabar Lei, that holds, Afila B'Bosash and Isbashal B'Lei Malicha, even meat that was cooked without salting, Tein Tzorch Shishim Negar Kolachaticha, you don't need 60 against the whole piece. You can estimate how much comes out. So, even though we don't hold of the ribbon by a piece of meat that was cooked, but by 3-day-old meat that was salted after 3 days, and then cooked, over here, Rav Aaron Sosson wants to say that we can rely on the ribbon to estimate how much blood comes out. But Maisa, he did not want to be makel. But you see that Rav Aaron Sosson wanted to be makel since it's a chumas agoinim. So over here too as well, the Shach wants to say that since it's a chumas agoinim, if it gets mixed up, it would be batel b'roiv. So that's why it's not a question on the Mechaber and the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the source of this din. Avel al-Havav under Ramah, Kosher. It's a question. The Kosav, he says at the end, V'chein hadin v'nizbashu b'loy malicha, if it's a piece of meat is cooked without being salted, v'nizav v'achakach b'achevus, and then this piece of meat is mixed up with other pieces of meat, it has the same din. Mashma de batal nami b'loy. That when he says it's the same din, it's mashma, then it's also batal b'loy. With the kud de kosav b'teres chatas kal beiz din gimel. Mas de bar mo vayitz in teres chatas. Behedja. Explicitly. Well, basa shun is bashu b'loy malicha medina aser. Meat that's cooked without being salted is aser medin. So how can we be makel that it should be batal b'roiv? Since when it's cooked with other pieces, it will give taste. So therefore, even though it's not cooked, we should make a gzera that it's not batal b'roiv and you need 60. Mi'ilai isa v'hetar aruch, the Shach says that it's only a question on the Ramah. But in the isa v'hetar aruch, which is the source of the Ramah, l'kosha midi, it's not a question. Ta'azal l'taime, he goes according to his reasoning, the sabalei, the hard, the yavish v'yavish, shalei b'mina yitzrich of shishim, ain't a tam mishum the yitin tam kishi yavashlim. This v'hetar holds that the reason min b'sh'ein aminai, yavish v'yavish, needs 60, that gets mixed up, if it's not cooked, needs 60, is not because, like we said till now, that it's a gzera that it might get cooked and give tam. This v'hetar holds that the reason that it's usher is because since it's min b'ein aminoi, so it probably looks different and probably could be removed. Even if it's small pieces, you could take it out the ister from the heter. Like I wrote in Simon Tzedakhes Sivkot Vav. Over here, you can't recognize the ister. The blood is absorbed in the meat, and you cannot tell the difference between the kosher meat and the aser meat. And therefore, there's no gzeira. The only reason it's aser min b'shein amina is because it's like it's nicker, it's recognizable, and we have a klal in Issa v'heter that Issa that's recognizable is not bottle, but over here, since it's not nicker, it's bottle. So it's not a question on Issa v'heter. Aval havav de sabalei hatam, de le'el, the ramah that holds, like we said before, that it's a gzeira, maybe it will be cooked, v'hu ikir, k'mo shiksav tisham, and this is what the Shach says he wrote. And Simon Tzedakhes, that's the main reason. Kasha, it's a question. Why over here is a piece of meat that was cooked without being salted, but it'll be right, since if you cook it, it'll give taste. But Dechach L'chalek, the Hochashani, that over here is different. The Ha'isa Balua, that the Issa is absorbed in the piece. And therefore, it's mutter. And this is, you have to say that there's a difference between Issa Machmas Atzmai, something that's intrinsically Asr, and Issa Balua, something that's Issa is only absorbed in the piece. The Shach says it's a doichet. It's hard to say. The Efshir, so the Shach says, it's possible to what the Ramah meant is the Hachalei Asa El Lashem Inon the Lei Neser Mishum Chaticha Bulei Skabin the Lei Vulav Dafka El Tzorch Shishim the Tzorch Yin. When the Ramah says that it has the same din, he doesn't mean that it's both of a wolf. He means that it does not have a din of Ruhu Chaticha Bulei Skabin the Tzorch Yin. He leaves it as a question. So then includes a Kesef asks on the Shach. That the Shach himself holds in Simon Kuf Tes, that this din, that min b'she'in amino, where it's different, the Isser and the Heter, are different. This is a gzeira, to aser it, if it can give taste if it's cooked, that's only by Isser d'Oraisa. But by Isser d'Rabbanon, we don't say this gzeira. So the hair, since Dam Shabishle is d'Rabbanon, it should be mutter. However, the Minchas Yankov answers for the Shach that over here, even though it's an Issur d'Rabbanan, since the blood is an Issur d'Oraisa, and it only becomes an Issur d'Rabbanan because of a side issue, that it was cooked, therefore in such a case, the Shach would be moida that you'd make a gzeira, and 60 would be needed. Another way to answer the Shach's question is brought in the Gilui Mashah, and in the Chavos Das, Sivkot Chof, that blood in the meat has the same taste as meat itself. And therefore, it's min b'mino, and it won't give taste, and therefore 60 is not needed. Now let's see Shach Nun Ches. The Shach says, "Mutar l'bashal kulan, you let it cook all the pieces, if it's batal b'roiv, dafka kol echad b'echad b'fnei atzmai. It's only permitted to cook the pieces, each one separately. Or another way it's mutar, the Shach says, "Oyafilu kulan b'kadeir achas. You're permitted to cook them all in the same pot, Kashariba alav heter ad shishim, if there's 60 against the 3-day-old piece of meat. And since we don't know which piece that is, It would have to be 60 against the biggest piece. Halav achiloi. If there's no 60, then it would be aser. We'll see in Simon Kuftesif Beis that even by min bemino that gets mixed up chad betray, which is bottle, still you're not allowed to cook all the pieces together. So the Shach continues, umilashoin umuto levashal kulon, from the words umuto levashal kulon that the Mechaber says, mashma, it seems, she'ein tzoch lahashlich echod oilitein legoy. You don't have to throw one away or give one to the goy. Even though there are those that are machmir when min beminoi gets mixed up yavish to throw one away or give one to the goy, over here he learns like the machaber. The kvar kosev sham the ena elochum ba'alma. Over there in Siman Kuf Tes he says it's a chum ba'alma. Mekan kiven shebaser. So over here, since we're talking about a 3-day-old piece of meat, which is only a chumas ha-goyinim, therefore you don't have to have the extra chumah of throwing one away. Let's see now the Taz in Sifkat Lamed Hay. The Taz says, "V'afilu hoisa ruyelis kabid," even if the piece of meat was ruyelis kabid, it's still bottle. Why? Machmas de'ein ha'isu machmas asmoi. The meat is not also machmas asmo, ela machmas dam ha-balua. It's only aser because of the blood that's absorbed in the meat. But adam anyway leskabid. What's the aser? The blood. And since the blood is not really leskabid, it's bottle. This is also what the Shach says in Sukkot Nuntes. Umashaloi habi dobe sheyesh lematirim. Why is it in a dobe sheyesh lematirim? Delay bottle, which is not bottle. Tiris maharai, the apple pidi, yeshetu letzli, even though I can roast it. Mikom mokim en heter lamashahu aser achshav. The hanu lukadeva. It's not a heter for what's aser now. What's aser now? To salt it and cook it. So, roasting is not a heter for that. And therefore, it's not called a davishish l'matirim. So then the Taz adds, V'gdoyla mizu haya l'hashulchan arach lichtayv. The Ramah should have said a bigger chiddush. Da'afilu toich shloisha yomim b'chaticha shaloi nimlacha, shenis arvam shtei chatichas shen nimlachu mutarim. If a piece of meat that was not salted gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat that were already salted, it's mutar, v'ein sarach l'melech haskulam, misafik. And you would not have to salt all of them again because of the suffix. But since it's bottle b'roit, according to the Shach, it'd have the same question in this case. The same question he has in a piece of meat that was cooked and mixed up with two other pieces of meat. You'll have in this case a piece of fresh meat that was not salted that could mixed up with two other pieces of meat. That it should you should need 60 cents. If it's cooked, it will give taste to the other pieces of meat. That is bottle. It's not called a davishish l'matirim now, a piece of meat that's not salted, that gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat that are salted. So it should be a davishish l'matirim since I could salt all the pieces of meat. Kivan shetzarach etzor l'molchon. Since it costs money to salt all the pieces, it's not called a davishish l'matirim. K'moy b'kli b'simen kuf chov beiz, v'havi al basar din yavish b'yavish, shemavur b'simen kuf tes, madinoi, V'ayin mashuk safti simen kuf beis if gimel. In simen kuf tes it says that yavish v'yavish is bottle b'roiv, but I can't cook all the pieces. And we'll see some more about this in simen kuf beis. That's sif yud dalet. Sif tezvov. The sif will discuss what happens if meat that was not salted is soaked for 24 hours in water, which is known as kovush. So let's see the mechaber. Basar hamaluchlach b'domim. Meat that is dirty with blood. We'll see soon what exactly this means. Shenishwa b'mayim, that was soaked in water, me'es le'es, for 24 hours. Yesh oisrim le'echloi ki'imsli. There are those that prohibit eating this meat, except through roasting. You can't salt it and cook it. Elim kein yesh b'mayim shishim kenegdoi. Unless there's 60 in the water against the meat. If there's 60 in the water against the meat, then you can salt and cook the meat. Why? Because whatever blood came out is bottle, and whatever blood remains can be taken out through salting. The Ramah says, there are those who aser the meat if there's less than 60, even to roast it. But if there is 60, we see that the Ramah would hold that it's mutter to salt and cook. Vachinog. This is the minik. So now let's see the Shach, Sifkot and Samach. Basa ha-maluchlach b'domin. What's the meaning of basa maluchlach b'damim? Kenu lashon rabbeinu Yibochum. This is the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yerucham, who were Beis Yosef, which is born in the Beis Yosef, but nearly the Dafka Nakat Rabbeinu Yerucham Meluchach Vadomim. Rabbeinu Yerucham says specifically with Meluchach Vadomim, Ukid Isa Nami Lahedji Besmak, Simon Reshei, Beshem Haram, which is also in the Smak, in the name of Maharam, Ubisa Vehto Ha'oruch, Klal Beis, Din Hei, Beshem Amordechai, Maharam. Besviru Lahu, they hold Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Smak, and Isa Vehto, Tulei Nesar Mitam HaBosar Atzmai, that the meat won't become asr because of the blood in the meat. Shenechbash. That gets pickled. The afagav the mavli al maflit, even though some of the blood will come out and go back in, makom makom le adif meklisheni. It's not any worse than a klisheni. The yeshle tekana ba malicha. You can do malicha on a piece of meat that was put into a klisheni before it's salted. The only time it's asr if it's put into a klivishon and the blood gets cooked in the meat. But if put into a klisheni, which is maflit mavliya, which just transfers the blood out of the meat and back into the meat, the dam will still come out through salting. But if the meat is dirty of blood, which means havi dam bein, then the dam bein was not washed off, then in such a case where the dam bein wasn't washed off, it won't come out not through salting and not through roasting. Even if you don't say kavish kumavushal mamish, if the dam bein will be mavliya into the meat, even if it's not exactly like cooking, even if it's only like a klisheni, once the dam bein is absorbed into the meat, it won't come out. Like we learned before in Sifkat Nalef, over Reish Simon Ayin Vav, and we'll see it also in Simon Ayin Vav. This is also how the Issa Vehetu Ha'aruch says explicitly, the dam zeh habi dam bein. This blood on the surface is dam bein. That won't come out, not through salting, not through roasting. So according to these Mishainim, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Smak, and the Issa Veheter, the problem over here is the surface blood, which has a din of dam bein, and therefore, if it gets absorbed into the meat, it won't come out, not through salting and not through roasting. Ochin, heidi habis yesif, hagoyis yeridua. However, the Beis Yosef brings hagoyis yeridua, mashinogu rabisenu, which he says that his Rebbeim had the minig laser habosar shashar b'mayim, to asu the meat that was left in water, hainu b'basar harbei, she'ein b'mayim shishim neged kol hachatichos. If it's not 60 in the water against all the meat, all the pieces of meat, then it's asur. Aval miyesh shishim b'mayim neged kol hachatichos. If it's 60 in the water against all the pieces of meat, oz hadam shiyotza, the blood that comes out, Basal mamayim kvar is already bottled in the water. Vimchazer benivla, but basar ain't a mazik. And if this blood goes back into the meat, it doesn't hurt because it's already bottled b'shishim. Umashenisha bechaticha yitali de melach. What's left in the piece will come out through salting. Akama shaynei. Mash malahedya. We see that filo ain't a maluchlach b'damim asolait. Shari duya will prohibit the meat even if it's not maluchlach b'damim. Mitam hachaticha atmav. Rather, but because of the blood in the meat itself, shenechbash, which gets pickled, davikum avushal. Why? Because since he says you need 60 against the whole piece of meat, so we see he's worried about the blood in the meat and not just the surface blood. Mechen mashma midivu shari doyua umaharayv haogr. Dafilo ena malech luchlach neser. Even if there's no dam be'ein, it's aser. Mechen das marshal beisav hetu shaloi ubeperu kol abaser simen tzadik. Mechen das avav beteres chatas klal gimel ulael sif aleph b'hago. This is also the opinion of the Mashal and the Taras Chattas. The Ramah. V'chein nirudat kol ha'achreinim. This also is the opinion of all the achreinim. V'gam ha'machaber shekosav maluchach b'damim. The machaber, what's the opinion of the machaber? The machaber, we also have to say, when he says maluchach b'damim, tzorach lemir, the lav dafka maluchach. He doesn't mean explicitly maluchach. Ela urcha de milsa nokat. He's just using the usual lashon. The lekach shorin I say. And that's how you soak it. You soak it without washing it off first. He says you need 60 in the water against it. What's a lime negative abasar? He says you need 60 against the whole piece of meat. And since we need it against the whole piece of meat, so therefore, we see that the problem is the blood in the meat, and not just the surface blood. So we see that the machaber holds, like these rishonim, that say that the problem is the blood in the meat. The shach says, if we say that the machaber holds that the problem is the blood in the meat, and not just the surface blood, we can have a question. The heich kosav ki'im al yedei tzli. He says it's mutter through roasting. The zelin nimtzu b'shum poisek. The basa hamaluchlach b'damim Shenishma Ace La Ace Shehe Mutulatsli. We don't find anyone who says that Dam Ba'ain, which gets soaked into the meat, is mutter to roast. In other words, that since the Machaber says Basa Maluchlak Wadomim, even though we say the problem is, he holds that there's also a problem of the blood and the meat, but if he's saying Maluchlak Wadomim, he means that even if the meat was not washed off, it still has the same din. That was that it could be roasted. So the only time it'll help to be roasted should be if it was washed off. Because Dam Ba'ain doesn't come out to roasting. That's what the Shach says, V'hu Tamua. The Kibon de Nivla Babasa Ayde Kovosh, since the Dam Ba'ain gets absorbed into the meat through Kovosh, Sulei HaMahani Leitzliya. Roasting shouldn't help. The Dam Ba'ain should Nivla, and a Yoytze Leil Ayde Malicha Baleil Ayde Tzliya. Dam Ba'ain doesn't come out not through salting, not through roasting. Ukumavur Leil Ubereish Simon Ayin Vav. Like we said before in Sif Aleph, and we'll see in Simon Ayin Vav, Abakama Duchi, and in many places. Rav Sheridua v'ha'ogur, shehizkiru d'yesh matirim letzloisai, the Sheridua and the Ogur that mention that's mutter to roast it, lo hizkiru b'divrehem maluchlach b'domim. They don't mention that there's dam ba'ein on the meat. V'savalei d'kavosh aduf mimaliach. V'enikam avushal mamish. And the Imabin explains this means that kavosh is better than salting in a klisha ena manukav. In a klisha ena manukav, roasting won't help. But the kavosh roasting will help. But any kum of ushal mamish, and it's not exactly like cooking, and therefore roasting helps. The Rabbeinu Yerucham shara poiskim shezkira maluchlach. Those poiskim, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and those poiskim that mention that it's dam ba'ein, lezkira heter betzlia. They don't mention that it's mutter to roast it. V'im kein hamachaber hu mezaka shtora aliba debei trei, which literally means he's bequeathing the contract to both. Means he's playing like both sides of the fence. Why? Because those that say you can roast it say we're not talking about Dam Ba'ain, because Dam Ba'ain won't help roasting. And those that say that roasting helps don't say that it's Dam Ba'ain over here. So since the Machaber says it's Dam Ba'ain, how can he say that you can roast it? Roasting won't take out the Dam Ba'ain. Roasting won't take out blood that's pickled in the meat. Not the Dam Ba'ain that goes into the meat. So the Shach answers, V'ulay da'ata Machaber da'filu maluchlach, the opinion of the Machaber is that even Dam Ba'ein, Mekom Mokam, Kivan, Shen Nishra, Ben Esarev Hadam, B'mayim, since it's soaked and mixed up with water, V'nechbash L'choshev Su Dam Ba'ein, it's not called anymore Dam Ba'ein. It doesn't have the properties of Dam Ba'ein, rather it's like the dam in the meat, and therefore it will come out through roasting. Tzarech Iyun, V'ayin, Sifkotin, Ayin Beis.